And straight to RAF Cardington and Michael Poles.
Hello, John, again. Well, we stay on the theme of the police and traffic and all that sort of thing, because I have with me Detective Inspector Terry Inch of the Metropolitan Police Parachute Club. Welcome to Saturday Live this afternoon, Terry. I looked up in the sky and I saw six of you, tiny little dots appear out of the back of an aircraft, and you dropped and you dropped and you dropped. Parachuting must be a terribly exhilarating pastime.
Very much so. It's a sport like many other sports. We trained and we practiced for it, and we eventually formed a team, really, just to show people, you know, what we do. We don't do displays all the time. Average, I suppose, every couple of weeks we do one display. And then the rest of the time we're at ordinary parachute clubs around the country, training and practicing for competitions, and we go on tours abroad and all this sort of thing.
And you're made up of colleagues from various divisions throughout the Metropolitan Police area, I presume.
Yes, we've got quite a wide spectrum, actually. We've got a sergeant from Paddington, we've got a detective sergeant from Hammersmith, we've got a lady officer at WDC who's on the flying squad at Tower Bridge, a traffic patrol officer, and a PC at Heathrow. So you can see they're, you know, all over, everywhere.
What sort of training? I mean, obviously you have a rigorous training to do parachuting, but do you have to have any background like being able to fly or anything like that?
No, you don't. Parachuting really can be done at most parachute centres that you see advertised in a day. If all you want to do is to make one jump from an aircraft, then a day's training or 2 days' training, and you can do that. If you then want to do displays, then you get a minimum of 200 jumps, and you work your way through the category system and eventually get a D license, which is the top license, and then form yourself into a skydiving team or join a skydiving team, and that's the way we did it, basically.
But parachuting today must be a fairly safe method of transport, for want of better words. Obviously you've got to be prepared for emergencies and that sort of thing. Have you had any problems in the past?
I haven't personally had much of a problem. I had one where I had to use a reserve parachute, but then that's what the reserve parachute's for. Everybody wears two. I don't have a death wish. I'm perfectly content that parachuting is very, very safe, and frankly I wouldn't do it if I was at all worried for my life or my legs. So I think that parachute is a safe sport, and so do all the members of my team.
There are many teams around the country that do it, so that just goes to prove that it must be much safer than probably driving a car down the road, probably.
Well, statistically that's absolutely right. I mean, statistically it's safer than crossing the road. We are unfortunate last year. We did have one fatality towards the end of the year, but one fatality, you know, out of 200,000 jumps, 50,000 new jumpers who made their first descent isn't a bad record. Obviously, we want it to be none, but it wasn't an inexperienced parachute that got in trouble.
I would have imagined, having never parachuted before myself, that perhaps, I don't know whether you call it the worst or the best moment, would be just as you leap from the aircraft.
I think probably the best moment is when you actually land. I personally enjoy the jump from beginning to end, and I don't particularly think that any one part of it is better than any other. Some people get a thrill through the free-fall part of it. I enjoy throwing the canopy around a bit when it's open, and I most of all enjoy the landing.
Talking of landings, it looked as though you were eating your Sunday lunch on the way down, because I never thought you were going to come down. I mean, do you actually ever go up in a parachute, or do you have that flexibility of control that you can go perhaps up a bit to come down, like a glider, for instance?
Technically speaking, no, it's impossible. Having said that, I was in France last year with the team, and we were doing a competition, very hot in the south of France, and we were jumping next to a hay field, and in fact we stayed up for over 10 minutes. But that's extremely unusual. So yes, the air that was rising off the crops was moving faster than we were, and so we just stayed up for about 10 minutes. But by the time 10 minutes had gone, you've got pins and needles in the legs, and we just wanted to get down.
Excellent. Detective Inspector Terry Inch, you're probably going back by road, or do you have some other method of transport this evening?
Sorry, I didn't hear any of that.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that now you've finished your display here this afternoon, are you going back by road, or do you have another method of transport?
No, we're eagerly awaiting the return of our aircraft, and we're going to pile aboard and fly back to Biggin Hill from whence we came.
What a lovely way to travel. Detective Inspector Terry Inch, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you.